Mo, come here, buddy. You're going to be in the movies.
And the person interviewing me wrote those words down, looked up from his piece of paper and said to me, so do you think we're going to like that?
Yeah, I do what I do today, Kathy, because of a fourth grade field trip.
No credit to me, just me fumbling along with what I knew at the time and the dog being very forgiving of my mistakes.
I love to read. I always have, ever since I learned. Voracious reader since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. And I'm old school. I like reading actual books. Yes, I get the value of digitized media. I get that it's great. You can take your books everywhere you go. Awesome. And there is nothing like holding a physical book in your hand, one that's just come from a publisher. The feel of the dust cover. That sense when you crack the binding for the first time, the feel of the pages, the ability to write notes and dog ear and stick in post-it notes, all of the things. And this episode is about a book, but it's not a book review because I haven't actually read the book yet. Now, I've read the introduction of the book, which was enough to really get me started for what is on my heart this week. That just because a train has left the station, it doesn't mean that we can't divert it onto another track. Hey there, everybody. I'm Kathy Brooks, your host for Talk Unleashed, the weekly untethered view of what communication can really look like when we're prepared to be radically honest, radically authentic, and radically compassionate. Conscious communication. It's what I coach, it's what I do, and each week on the podcast, that's what I get to share. Sometimes just my musings and sometimes in conversation with remarkable human beings. This week on the podcast, Burn Book, a tech love story. But this isn't a book review because Kara Swisher's book is so good, I've had to carve out time uninterrupted so that I can get through it because I kept getting distracted. Kara is a journalist. Well, she used to be a journalist. Now she's more of an analyst pundit. And what this is her memoir, as well as something of a front row seat narrator view of the rise of the internet age. Fascinating stuff. But what comes up for me is the frustration at things I didn't say or do at a time when maybe I could have or should have. Because in the introduction of the book, that's something that Kara calls forward in herself as well as those who were in positions like hers. And looking around the world today, I think this is an important perspective that we could look at. So, settle back, settle in, and listen up. This is Talk Unleashed.
It seems somehow perfect that I am strolling through the woods to talk about this particular topic today. And the idea is sparked by a book that's sitting on my coffee table, waiting for me to carve out an evening and probably the whole next day to read. Burn Book. It's a memoir. And as the subtitle says, something of a love story to tech, or with tech, by the author. Friend of mine, brilliant journalist, Kara Swisher. Now, Kara was among the first wave of journalists who was covering Silicon Valley back in the 90s and early noughts. And continues to, though she's decamped from Silicon Valley back to the East Coast, still one of the top voices, no longer so much a journalist as an analyst and commentator. And I read the introduction and let her know that I was going to have to carve out time because it's a page turner. Kara is one of those people whose phone has the direct dial of all the power players. And all you have to do is look at the quotes and testimonials on the inside pages and dust cover of the book to see what I mean. It's also a little frustrating. And I'm guessing there will be some frustration for me through the book, because one of the points that Kara raises in the introduction is how she, along with all of the others who covered the early days of Silicon Valley, got caught up in the swirl that was the excitement, and in so doing, weren't really the objective observers that they could and should perhaps have been. And I am remembering a particular dinner where I was sitting with two very influential PR people. I was in PR at the time, and these two would go on to become two of the most powerful public relations folks in Silicon Valley. And we were sitting at a dinner. It was a dinner the night before a conference was starting, and the writing was starting to be on the wall for me. I saw Facebook. I had had some experiences at an event the year prior around the very early cameras in phones. And I had a bad feeling. And I said it. I said, I think we're on a train that's going to jump the tracks in a really, really ugly way. I remember one of them smiling and looking at me and kind of shaking their head and saying that I was maybe being a little dramatic. I remember the other saying, you know, Kathy, you might be too nice to work in this industry. I don't think that's true. There's some very nice people who work in Silicon Valley. I guess the point being, I wasn't willing to give people a pass, especially these young bros who at their age could have known better, and their investors who did know better, but were so driven by greed. They knew the beasts that they had in the cages, and they just opened the doors and let them out. And I look at the world we're in today, and people want to blame the technology, and it isn't the technology. I hate to break it to you folks, but it's not the technology's fault. Technology is just doing what the technology does. It's the people. It's the energy and intention of the people who built it, largely based on greed, largely based on lack of empathy, and largely based on not really giving a shit about what happens to anyone except themselves. And we got what we got. Technology isn't a place for conversation. It's not designed for it. These asynchronous platforms where two people are engaged in a back and forth in front of sometimes millions of people, commenting with the intention of getting more attention. Oof. Fundamentally flawed. It certainly is not a way to engage, at least not in a way that makes any real change in the world. And here's the thing, it's not like asynchronous communication is anything new. Before there was technology, there was letter writing. Here's the thing about a letter: long form, more space, people expressing themselves in the privacy of a page that would be seen only by its recipient. And then there was the time. Even if it was a note delivered, it might have taken at least the day to be written across town, and sometimes longer than that. So in between the time of friction and receipt of the communication, there was time for tempers to cool. There was an honor to it, a respect. Asynchronous. And technology, the technology we have today, can be used respectfully. That requires, however, a Herculean load of responsibility, total responsibility, on the part of the sender and on the part of the recipient. It requires that cool heads prevail, that people think about approaching things neutrally and responding rather than reacting. Seems a pretty tall order these days. I am excited to read this book, and as you note by the title of this episode, there will be a follow-up on my completing it, because here's my hope. I mean, yes, this book is a memoir. There aren't any revelatory answers, I don't believe, that are going to change things fundamentally. But when you get the personal insights of someone who was literally not just in the room where it happened, she was in the room where the people who were planning to do the thing that happened were planning the thing. Sometimes when the thing was nothing more than an idea, sometimes being there when the idea was sparked. And if there's one thing I know about Kara, she is a straight shooter. It's one of the reasons I like her so much. And I am hopeful that somewhere in these insights might be some guiding principles that we can perhaps snack upon. So, we are living in something of a dumpster fire, my friends. But here's the good thing about a dumpster fire. It's contained. So long as you don't keep throwing shit in, it's eventually gonna burn out. So maybe this burn book can provide some insight on how we can make that happen.
We did it again. Another episode of Talk Unleashed. It's so great to have you here. And you know what would be even more great? If you could scoot over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, maybe even Spotify, and leave a review. Over on Apple, you actually have the chance to say a little bit about the episode. Spotify, just throw some stars on there, hopefully 5. It helps us get seen and helps ensure that this conversation and conversations like it keep getting heard by the people who need to hear them. So do us a favor, hop on over and leave a review. And in the category of saying awesome things about awesome people, huge thanks to my producer, John McLean, and the team at Monster Sound and Picture. They are just the best. And if you've got ideas or questions or feedback, I read all the email that comes in, so feel free to toss a message to talkunleashed@gmail.com. That's talkunleashed@gmail.com. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, who you want to hear from, all the groovy stuff. And most of all, thank you. Thank you for listening, for being part of the conversation, and for keeping the conversation going. See you next week.